Let's begin again. Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not today's Marriage Minute is entitled Bigger Than Both of Us. Our scripture verse is taken from the Old Testament, the book of Nehemiah, chapter 4, verse 14, the second part. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes. You see here, Nehemiah was speaking to his generation as they were rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem in the face of fierce opposition. He was trying to encourage them and to let them know that this was not just about their self-interests. This was about fighting for something greater than self. It was about their marriages, their families, and their nation. As we look around to see the breakdown of the American family, it becomes clear that once again, it's time to fight for our marriages, our families, and our nation. With the current attack on traditional marriage and children's Christian standards of morality, it's clear that we're in grave danger of passing on to our children a nation in chaos. This is no time to let our pettiness keep us from closing ranks against the outside enemies of marriage and family. It's time to quit whining selfishly and fighting about meaningless issues. It's time to love one another as Christ loved us unconditionally and let that love impact a world searching for answers. It's time to let our children see the love of God in us. It's time to affect our communities for righteousness' sake. If we continue down the current path of immorality and chaos, our children will rise to curse us for handing them a world in much worse shape than the world our parents handed to us. Will our children rise up to bless us or curse us? The answer will be determined by the choices we make today. So let's choose to give ourselves to a cause greater than self. So a question we want to ask today to each other. In what ways have we let our self-interests keep us from allowing God's love to freely flow into the lives of others? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us to set aside our selfishness and pride so that we can love one another as you love us. Empower us to fight for our marriages, for our families, and for our nation.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.